Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I'm coming to you today from Houston, Texas, USA, where we have very, very hot summers. And so I thought it might be nice to make a raw meal using only raw vegetables and fresh fruit. Because Texas used to be part of Mexico, it's a really nice idea also to do it in a Mexican style. We're going to do a little variation on some very traditional Mexican dishes.
On the first part of our show on Monday, we made a refreshing and unique watermelon gazpacho. Today, continuing our show on Garden Fresh Summer Eats, we'll be creating a raw vegan burrito served with mango salsa and the gazpacho.
So, let's go ahead and get started. In order to do this properly, you really have to soak the nuts, which is going to be our burrito meat, and you want to do that right away. So basically, you can do this with cashews and almonds, or cashews and walnuts, or just cashews. I like cashews. They just have a really nice kind of neutral taste. And you want to put these into a glass jar. These are actually pecans, which grow all over Texas, and so they're really in season right now. And they also have a little bit of a sweet quality, but not too much. Make sure that you do soak them in plenty of water. So you want them, the water to come up a little bit past where your nuts are. So this should be good right here. And set it aside while you prepare everything else. If you want to do it in advance, you can put this in the refrigerator the night before. So we're going to start off making our mango salsa. And you can use either a yellow mango, or you can use the regular larger red mango. That's fine, no problem. When you're cutting a mango, you want to get it on the tall side and then cut a little bit to the side because there's a big seed, so you don't want to go down right in the middle. And then from here, you're just going to scoop with a spoon, scoop it out. And once you get that out, then you're going to dice it into really small pieces. So I do it lengthwise first, cutting it lengthwise, and then to the side. And you do want really small pieces for the salsa. One mango is enough for four people for a garnish. The next thing that you're going to be working with are the peppers. And when you're working with these peppers, you definitely want to wear some plastic gloves, because if you touch your eyes, you will be crying. This is an orange Anaheim pepper. It's not very, very, very hot, but it is a little bit spicy, and it adds beautiful color to your salsa. So first you're just going to cut the end off, and then you want to cut along the side. And you just open that up, and then you need to get rid of all the seeds. The seeds are very hot, and you don't want any of that in your salsa. So once you've got it de-seeded, then you're also going to just cut thin strips lengthwise. And I'll just do a few here just to show you. Then you just want a very finely diced pepper, very small pieces. If you have a food processor, of course, this is really easy. You're going to do an entire pepper. So I have some here that I did earlier, and we're just going to add that in to our salsa here. So while I still have my gloves on, I'm going to also be cutting up this serrano pepper, which is a littler pepper, but it's hotter. It's not quite as hot as a jalapeno pepper, but still, you don't want to overdo it with this, unless you want very hot salsa, which some people really enjoy. This also needs to be de-seeded, and it's a little bit more complicated. You have to cut the seeds out. Sometimes it's good to do this in water, because it's a little easier. And you're going to cut, again, the same way, lengthwise. So you want even smaller pieces if you can get them. And I like to put the whole pepper in. You don't have to, because there are other herbs that are going to be added in. And if you like a milder salsa, you can just do half. It's no problem. And we're going to cut, again, some very finely diced red onion. If you just take one thin slice and then cut it right down the middle and go around in a kind of a half moon shape, then you get a very finely cut onion. And you can use white onion. I picked this because of the color, and again, because it's in season. Our next ingredient is going to be a little bit of pineapple, fresh pineapple. So this has already been cubed, and I'm going to be slicing it also into some smaller pieces. You don't really want to overdo this because it will make it too sweet, but it's really nice to have along with the mango, and it gives a really lovely flavor. So maybe three chunks is enough. Finally, we're going to add some herbs. First, some fresh mint. And this actually grows in my backyard, so we know that that's seasonal right now. And again, we want very finely chopped mint pieces. It's always good to just go in the opposite direction, so you get really small pieces. And last, with our herbs, we have some cilantro, which is sort of a staple Mexican herb for Mexican food here in Texas especially. We love cilantro. Put it in everything. And it's also a beautiful light shade of green. I'm going to chop that up finely. All we have now to do is to mix it. So I've got my bigger bowl here for mixing, and I'm just going to put all of the ingredients for my mango salsa in the bowl and mix it around so you can start to see how pretty this is going to be once all of those colors get mixed up together. Finally, we're going to add some lime juice. I'm just going to do not quite a whole lime's worth, but enough to give it a really nice limey taste. It also helps it to all come together, all of the, almost like a marinade. And mix it one more time, and then this is ready to go into the refrigerator and just start sort of mingling. Let all of these tastes, these marvelous tastes, mingle together. So once you have this ready, you can just place it in your refrigerator. So we're going to get started on our fresh garden burritos. For our meat substance, we're using the soaked nuts. Usually in a burrito, you have guacamole and salsa. Well, we've already made our mango salsa, and now instead of making a guacamole, I'm going to make a cilantro sauce with avocados, onion, and cilantro and garlic. We're going to use two avocados. I've already prepared one of them. Now you'll just see how I'm preparing this. This is very easy. Just get rid of the pit, scoop it out, and you can put this right into your blender. This is some more chopped Vidalia white onion. You can use green onion, you can use regular yellow onion too, but I would suggest either the white sweet onion or the green onion. And this is about 3 tablespoons, about a cup of fresh cilantro, and some fresh garlic. This is just a garlic press. I'm going to use some lemon, about half a lemon for juice. And you can use soy sauce. I like to use Bragg, which is the liquid aminos. It's also made from soy. About 1.5 tablespoons. Some cumin. really just a dash there of cumin. And this is Cajun salt. There we go. Maybe about a half a teaspoon of that. We're ready to blend. I've got my water here. You're going to put it on puree. I've got the top open here, so I'm just going to put my hand over it so that it doesn't splatter. So here goes. I'm just adding enough water to make a sauce. And there it is. So we're going to set this aside. You would also probably like to put this in the refrigerator while we make our burritos. Now I'm ready to start working on my burrito nut meat. These have been soaking and I just strained them. I'm going to put them into the blender. And you're going to need to use a blender that will pulse chop. So it'll chop, but you know, not continuously, that it will pulse. And you'll see what I mean when I turn this on. If you don't have a blender that will pulse, then you can just turn it off and on if you need to. So you're going to want to add some water, but not too much at first, just a little bit. And then you just have to listen to it and make sure. So here we go. Here's the chop. And just a little bit more water. A little more. So you don't want it to be creamy, because then you'll end up with cashew butter, but you do want it to be sort of coarsely chopped, so it's almost like a pate feel. Mix it around and then just turn it back on one more time. That's looking about right now. So, once you've done that, I'm going to put it all back in the bowl. And then you're going to season this the same way you would season taco soy meat, you know, with the same kind of seasoning. The nice thing about something like this is that you can use this base to make all kinds of different flavored things. Just today we're doing Mexican for our burritos. And I'm going to be using some chili powder. Generous amount of that. Enough to cover it. Some cumin. And this is all ground to a powder. This is a Mexican seasoning, which you can probably get. You don't need to, but it just has some other things in it, like tomato powder and onion powder. I always like a little bit of this Cajun salt because it's tasty. And just a little bit more of the Bragg to get enough salt in there. And you mix that all together. And then I've chopped some green onion. Some green scallion. And I've already done some of it. I'll go ahead and add that in. There we go. And then we just mix that up. And believe it or not, we have prepared everything and we're ready to plate. So now that we've done all of this preparation, putting it together and plating it is very simple. Instead of tortillas, which are made out of flour, which are cooked, we're going to be using Napa cabbage leaves. So I'll take two of the larger Napa cabbage leaves here for my tortillas. And then I'm going to be putting my taco nut meat here. Spread it out there. Just like this. And then on top of the nut. Then we put the cilantro sauce on top. And finally, our beautiful mango salsa. Perfect. There are our garden fresh burritos. And plating the soup, just put it in the bowl. There it is. Refreshing, light, and fragrant. Texans love their iced tea, and so I thought it would be appropriate to serve mint iced tea with this dish. There we are. I guess I should try it. Should I try it? Let's start with the soup. It's so refreshing. And when this is finger food, you can eat it with a knife and fork, but just like a regular burrito, you just pick it up, take a bite. That is really good. Thanks for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television, up next between Master and Disciple.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.